Statistics Canada reports that nearly 50% of Canadians who had confirmed cases of COVID-19, or 1.4 million people so far, report long COVID symptoms and reinfections aren't helping. Dr. Ron DeMont, a professor at the Division of Pulmonary Medicine at the University of Alberta, is also a part of the long COVID clinic at the same university. He says people should watch out for these long COVID symptoms. There's a lot of symptoms associated with long COVID. Fatigue is probably the most common. But shortness of breath, cough, wheeze, a loss of taste and smell, muscle aches, diarrhea, rash, DeMont said. Unfortunately, we are seeing a lot of people who have had a second or third and sometimes even a fourth COVID infection. And that's generally not a good thing because, with every COVID infection, there's a risk of developing more symptoms and prolonging existing symptoms. Long COVID is now officially labeled as post-COVID-19 condition by the World Health Organization. DeMont says the road to recovery is different for every COVID patient. Many of our patients report a kind of a roller coaster ride where they feel like they are starting to get better and then all of a sudden the bottom drops out, and they have a setback, but overall it seems like for most people the trend is one of gradual improvement, DeMont said. Medical experts say there are some people out there who still do not realize they have long COVID symptoms, while others are forced to either cut back their work hours or make a lifestyle change. DeMont says post-COVID complications should be timely treated. Plenty of rest, a little bit of exercise, not overdoing the exercise, but not kind of being a couch potato, he said. Good nutrition, keeping your vaccinations up to date. Those are the important things, and it's such a variable disease. Some people take a long time to gradually get better, other people get better fairly quickly.